This is James Zahn, senior editor of The Toy Book, bringing you the Toy Report. It has been an absolutely massive week for Hasbro, with the biggest news breaking late Thursday when the company announced that it will acquire Entertainment One, known to most simply as E1. The Rhode Island-based toy and entertainment company will boost its family IP portfolio and its entertainment production and distribution capabilities with the acquisition of E1, which is being completed as an all-cash transaction valued at approximately $4 billion. Once the acquisition is complete, Hasbro will take control of some of the most valuable preschool brands out there, including Peppa Pig, PJ Masks, and the forthcoming Ricky Zoom. The entertainment capabilities of E1 are going to provide Hasbro with the ability to develop some of its IP across television, film, and OTT streaming platforms, in addition to other avenues such as music, AR, VR, and location-based entertainment. On the toy industry side, the news may come as a surprise to some, since Peppa Pig, PJ Masks, and Ricky Zoom are all set up with other toy companies as master licensees right now. Brian Goldner says that by the end of 2021, those agreements will be done, properties will all be brought in-house. He also expects cost savings because all of those properties are licensed by sub-agents around the world, and those costs, they all take a big chunk of it. Hasbro's going to save that money as they bring it all in. On the film side of the business, many questioned right out of the gate what's going to happen with Paramount Pictures, who has a long-standing relationship with Hasbro. Goldner says that is expected to continue as Paramount develops franchises based around Transformers and G.I. Joe, the latter of which is set for a big relaunch next year. Aside from the surprise acquisition news, there's another big story, and it's in licensing. There's something strange in Hasbro's neighborhood, and it's roaring out of a firehouse in Tribeca. Fictionally, of course. Sony Pictures Consumer Products tapped Hasbro to become the new master toy licensee for Ghostbusters worldwide. Under the newly inked deal, Hasbro will produce new toys and collectibles inspired by the global franchise, which first launched with the debut of the original Ghostbusters film back in 1984. The new offerings will debut next year, just in time for the release of the next Ghostbusters film, which is currently lensing in Canada under the direction of filmmaker Jason Reitman, son of original Ghostbusters helmer Ivan Reitman. Now, a little toy history. Hasbro's lineage with Ghostbusters dates back to the real Ghostbusters toy line, which was created by Kenner, which Hasbro acquired in the 1990s, and sold and marketed from 1986 to 1991. Earlier this year, Hasbro and Sony debuted the Transformers Generations Collaborative Ghostbusters mashup Ecto-1 Ectotron. Yeah, that's a mouthful. And I reviewed the toy for our sister publication, The Toy Insider. It's awesome. During San Diego Comic-Con, the second Transformers times Ghostbusters mashup arrived in the form of Ecto-35, which is based on the Generation 1 Optimus Prime. It's all tied together with a Transformers and Ghostbusters crossover comic book from IDW Publishing that was launched in celebration of the brand's dual 35th anniversary celebration this year. Both started in 1984, the same year that the toy book debuted. And the final big story from Hasbro this week is a very important one for the toy industry as a whole. The company is taking a huge step forward towards sustainability by revealing plans to begin phasing out the use of plastic in its new product packaging beginning next year. The initial plan calls for an end to poly bags, shrink wrap, window sheets, blister packs, and elastic bands. Hasbro says it hopes to eliminate virtually all plastic in its packaging for new products by the end of 2022. This is the Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper at toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.